Hey everybody, Joey here, Shoulder Knife founder and the voice of Herc Dercules in Live from Zarloff. Thank you all so much for listening to LFZ and coming along on this journey with us. If you'd like to help support Shoulder Knife and aid us creating even bigger and better shows in the near future, consider joining our Patreon. As a sneak preview of what being a sponsor of Shoulder Knife has to offer, here are the first 4 minutes of our brand new Patreon exclusive episode, Fat Man Beyond, The Flurbus Affair. Enjoy.
In darkest day, in darkest night, it's dark everywhere and really hard to see. Because of all the darkness I mentioned. In a universe on the brink, only one Globonian in 8 feet of prosthetics and a splash of orange paint can save us. Can become the hero we need. Can go beyond. Fat Man Beyond.
It was a dark and stormy day. Flurbus 19 was a planet with no night cycle, so this was completely normal. I'd heard of an alien going by the name of Little Slick Tim Feelers. Space truckers throughout the quadrant feared the name, and had stopped showering at public rest stops like Space Donalds out of fear of being dragged into the night by the homicidal Slick Tim. It should be noted, dear listener, that you shouldn't fact-check me about Space Donalds having showers. Anyway, the tale was that Slick Tim Feelers was the son of a wealthy Flurbon named Big Coarse Timothy Feelers. But in a tragic accident, Big Timothy backed his remote-controlled space truck into young Slick Tim Feelers, knocking him into an unsupervised vat of acid. Slick Tim survived, but was forever changed into a nightmarish creature hungry for revenge on anyone driving a space truck. Which seems really misplaced, but I don't write the story. I just tell it. Wink. I'm going to scratch out the part where I just said wink and put in something cool like Herc rides a space motorcycle. Yeah. Yeah, that'll sound really cool. Anyway. It was a dark and stormy... Oh, crap. No, I already said that. Let's see. Let's see here. Oh, okay. I got it. Slick Tim was rumored to frequent a speakeasy on the edge of Flurbus 19's seedy underworld, a place called Terry's Family Fun Hour. An ironic moniker, seen as the owner Terry had neither family nor fun hours. Just hard liquor and harder customers. In terms of personality, that is. It was around midnight when I rolled around the corner in the Fatmobile, not but a block from Terry's. Now, the Fatmobile is many things, but stealthy is not one of them. The Teutonian I bought it from had wired the fuel pedal to a hidden music box that only played Irish by the Goo Goo Dolls, a song that I'm told is also popular on Earth. Anyway. In order to maintain a secretive approach, I leapt out of the Fatmobile as it careened full speed down the street and ran over a number of innocent bystanders. History will remember them all as heroes. I made my way to the back door of Terry's and pulled my Kirkland signature brand multi-tool from my utility belt, something that is easier said than done in 8 feet of prosthetics. I carefully inserted the tool into the lock and jimmied it open. Child's play, really. The door swung wide open. It was then that I realized that it was in fact the front door of Terry's, and subsequently had not been locked at all. I changed tactics and strolled into the shadiest...